This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by Churchill Mortgage. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, happy Wednesday to you from Ramsey Solutions. This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. Honored that you are tuning in today. This is a call-in show. Feel free to call in. It's a free call at 866-357-3283. 866-357-3283. And many of you choose to email in as well. The email address is chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. In addition to your calls today, we also will have Olympian Johnny Quinn on the show today. That's right. We'll have an Olympian on the show. As you know, the 2016 Summer Olympics start in Rio on Friday, and these Olympians are going through so much hard work to get where they are. Many of them have overcome huge obstacles in their lives. Their obstacles obviously look different than many of ours, but I thought hearing my friend Johnny's story of overcoming adversity, well, it would encourage you. So we're looking forward to that later on in the show. Again, the number is 866-357-3283, and our first call comes in from right here in Tennessee. This is Andrew. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Chris.
Of course. How can I help?
I just wanted to say, first off, just thank you for your ministry and Dave's ministry and what I do. It's just such a blessing in my life.
Well, thank you. Very kind.
I went to school previously. I'm married now. My wife and I got about $18,000 in student loan debt, and I'm back in school now trying to finish up my bachelor's degree. So the issue I'm having is there's about $240 extra a month. So I'm wondering, do I need to put that on my current student loans, or the school that I'm in right now, should I try and put that towards the balance? But the thing is, like, the balance of my current school is like $500 a month, so I don't even have enough to cover the balance. But to be a good steward of finance, I'm not sure what situation to do here. Should I pay on the student loans or try and pay on the current balance so I don't have to take out any more student loans?
Yeah, well, I love that motive. You didn't know you said it, but your heart just came out in your words. How can I be the best steward? And I love that. What's your current income, Andrew?
About $18,000 before taxes. So.
And is that all your debt? I think you said $18,000?
$18,000 in student loan debt, and got a like $200 credit card on the side, but working on paying that off.
$200 a month or $200 balance?
$200 balance.
Okay. And how old are you?
I am 24.
Okay. What you going to school for?
Going for information technology, software programming.
Yeah, love that. Good field. So you've squeezed everything you can. You've got a great budget process. Every single dollar has a destination, has an assignment. You're all hooked into a zero-based budget. That budget process looks pretty solid for you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what's left is that, like, we have an extra $240 now, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do with that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
What the best option is there. But yeah, everything is fairly tight as far as finances go.
Well, you gave me two options. You gave me option A was to throw this $240 towards current debt. The other $240 was towards current schooling. But the reality is you are choosing to have an expense in your life that you currently can't afford. The degree it makes a lot more sense because there's a payoff, there's an investment involved, it's not a car that's depreciating. But the reality is you can't afford school right now. So if you're asking me what I'd recommend, it'd be I'd finish whatever semester you're in. If you're not currently in a semester, then I would put school on hold for 6 to possibly 18 months. and absolutely crank this $18,000 out, then at the age of 25 and a half, at the age of 26, I'd go back to school and I'd pay cash. So that's kind of, that's where I would go. That's your real option, going back to your motive. If I want to be the best steward, and that's it. And it's just being patient. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Just put it on hold. And then now that you're not going to be working part-time, you're going to be working full-time plus a part-time. You're going to crank this thing out in 6 to maybe even 9 months. Yeah, 18 months is too long. At 6 to 9 months, you're taking a semester off basically. And then you go crank out school and cash and save yourself thousands and thousands of dollars of interest. So that's right. That's where you want to go. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the advice.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
You're on Dave Ramsey's plan. You're out of debt, looking to buy a home. But you've been told your entire life you need a credit score. Well, I don't want fear or misinformation to dictate your decisions. Churchill Mortgage is used to working with people just like you. They'll take your personal situation and find the best mortgage option for you. Call Churchill Mortgage today, 855-LOAN-200, or go to churchillmortgage.com/Chris Brown.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591. Equal Housing Lender, 761 Old Hickory Boulevard, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown, taking your calls, 866-357-3283. Already had a great call from Andrew. And now we're all ready for Rob calling in from Scottsdale, Arizona. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Great, great. Appreciate you taking my call. So my wife and I are just hoping to clear up a little bit of debt from a vehicle that we still have an outstanding loan on. We owe about $10,700 on this vehicle. It's worth we're upside down about $2,000 to $3,000. What we are willing to do is sell the vehicle, replace it with just a clunker, you know, $1,000, you know, piece of garbage,
yeah.
That just gets us down the road, for the sake of getting rid of that payment. Would you advise us selling the car, even if we're, you know, upwards of $3,000 upside down on it, for the sake of paying cash for a clunker and then just pay off the remaining, you know, $3,000?
Most of the time, I'm a for sure yes. However, what's your income?
Combined, it's about $70,000 annually.
Okay. So, and this is your only debt?
Well, actually, no.
Okay.
But the main piece of debt that we wanted to tackle, like in the near future, like the next couple weeks, we owe $10,700. When I've searched, you know, Craigslist and other places that sell this car,
yeah,
this year, this, you know, these amount of miles, they're selling for about $8,000.
So for an $8,000 car, making $70,000, I mean, that is not too much car typically if you didn't have all the debt. But yeah, I'm all for it. And here's the deal. You call it a clunker. You're like, oh my goodness, it's horrible. But you got to pull up and kind of put things in perspective. And you got to say to yourself, there's a lot of people around this world who are walking. A lot of people around this world that are relying on bus transportation. And I know for me,
sure,
in high school, I had a $300 1988 Ford Escort. And don't make fun of it. It had ground effects. It had the spoiler. It was awesome. But it was $300, and it took me all the way through high school. And this $1,000 car, I don't want you to, you know, words are powerful, and I don't want you to give it this reputation that it's not even there yet. Like, you could really find a good find and it not bug you as bad. And be careful with our words, because if you dwell on how horrible the car is, guess what you're going to see every time you go to it? You're going to see how horrible it is. But if you go to it and you're like, whatever, it's just point A to point B is transportation, and you're focused on your dreams, it won't bug you as bad. So those of you that have clunkers out there, just a little bit of advice that words are powerful. And if you keep saying that spouse of yours is annoying, or that spouse of yours is cramping your style, or that kid is a bad kid, words are powerful, and that's all you're going to see. And so you've got this, a little $3,000 loss when you're making $70,000. You got this. Go get the clunker and let's get out of debt as soon as possible. Okay.
Okay, great.
All right, Rob, we appreciate the call.
Great, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, you know, that whole comparison game, comparing, the clunker versus my neighbor's got that nicer car, it attacks all of us. And Rob is already not looking forward to having that clunker, which is totally understandable. But sometimes it's good for all of us to just pull up a little bit and change our perspective. You know, one of the biggest traps in our lives is this comparison thing. I've struggled with it throughout my life and ministry, and also with money. I know how dangerous it is. In fact, in Proverbs 14:30, the Bible says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." And that's why I recommend Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Rachel focuses on the damaging money habit and then walks you through solutions to comparison living. She unpacks six other healthy money habits for living the life that we really want without being buried under debt, without being buried with stress and worry. Are you tired? Are you tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses? You ready to put that time and energy into living the life that you want? Love Your Life, Not Theirs will show you how. If you go to stewardship.com, this new book is available to pre-order in a special offer that includes over $70 worth of free bonus items. Forget this, just $20. Again, this offer with Rachel's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs, is available to pre-order right now at stewardship.com. So I invite you to head over there. Now, I told you earlier that we were going to have Olympian Johnny Quinn on the show, and he's a friend of mine, and excited about him joining us. I know many of you are amped up about the Olympics that start on Friday, and I know I've often wondered, what is it like to be them this week? So I decided to get Johnny on the phone. Johnny, how are you?
Thanks for having me on, Chris.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear from you. From a stewardship perspective, tell us a little bit about this athletic journey you've had. It's obviously been unique. I'd love to hear, you know, and I'd love our listeners to hear straight from you, kind of what it's been like for you.
Sure. You know, I grew up in Texas, and I played Texas high school football. And one of my young dreams growing up was to one day play in the NFL. I am only 5'11 and 7'8". And so I found one scholarship to the University of North Texas. Things went very well in college. I left as the school's all-time leading receiver. We went to three bowl games, won three conference championships. And Chris, it was time to turn pro. And I remember talking to NFL agents. It just got really exciting for my family. Chris, when the NFL draft came, 35 wide receivers were drafted, and I was not one of them. Shortly after the draft, I had my first NFL contract come in with the Buffalo Bills. I'm 22 years old. I signed a three-year contract, $1.2 million. I'm fired up to be in Buffalo. It was unbelievable. I get into practice with the Bills, day three of practice. I hear a giant pop, torn hamstring. Chris, they had me on a flight back to Texas so quick, I was out of there. My agent finds a new team the following year with the Green Bay Packers. I'm 23 years old. I signed another three-year contract, $1.4 million. I had my first NFL reception on Monday Night Football. And then 3 weeks later, they cut me and send me home. And so this emotional roller coaster that I'm on through this my athletic journey and into the pros, I'm thinking, what is going on? And so I'm back in Texas now. Agent can't find a team in the NFL, so he sends me north to the Canadian Football League. I didn't even know they played football in Canada. I go to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I earn a starting spot on the roster. I scored my first professional football touchdown. I mean, stepping into that end zone as a pro football player, it was incredible.
I'm sure.
And then 1 week later, I blow out my knee, torn ACL. By age 26, I was cut three times. I lost $2.6 million, and I blew out my knee. And my career has been an absolute train wreck. See, I, growing up in Texas, there's literally a church on every street corner. We joke about that. And I made an authentic decision to accept Jesus as my Savior when I was a young kid. And in Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus talks about building your house on sand versus the rock, see, getting cut was more than just getting cut. It was a direct assault on my identity because I had everything wrapped up into my football career. Had I played out my contracts and received my $2.6 million at that young of an age, I would have continued to build the hill of self-righteousness. I would have continued to pack sand on the mound of, hey, look what I did. And so it literally took me losing my big dream, my athletic, you know, dream since I was a young kid to lose all that, to understand that I was drifting, that my identity is secured in Christ, in his finished work. And so just like every Texas high school football player, I then started bobsledding for the United States of America.
Exactly.
Right? And so here I am on this journey, just trying to figure out, well, football's over. What do I do now? Because I still felt I had something left in the tank. And my agent represented a bobsledder back in the day. Things started to line up. And he goes, Johnny, why don't you try bobsled? And I said, bobsled? Are you talking about Cool Runnings, the Jamaican bobsled team? I mean, that's all I knew at that point. And he goes, yeah, I look for former football players with a track background. The first guy to do it was Herschel Walker. And I said, oh, if Herschel did it, yeah. I mean, sign me up. How do you do this thing? I get a call from a driver. He goes, Johnny, one of my guys showed up overweight. Do you want to come up now and compete in the U.S. four-man team trials? And I told the driver, I've never pushed a bobsled in my life. He goes, well, all you have to do is get into the sled. My first time ever on ice was at the U.S. four-man team trials, and we took third place. It was unbelievable, Chris. Unbelievable.
So from NFL football to the Olympics, from age 26 to age 30, I think about James 1:2. Says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. You have a mantra that is, think like an Olympian. Is that what that means, to consider it pure joy when you go through trials? Is there more to it? Tell us a little bit about this mantra, think like an Olympian.
Everything begins with how you think. If you can learn how to kind of think like an Olympian, where we talk about these trials that we all go through, because they're different for everyone. But how do you approach it? How do you handle it? And so a big passion of mine is helping to inspire and motivate and encourage people to change their mindset on how they approach these different trials that come up in life.
Yeah, to be able to handle rejection, to be able to even handle success, that's another whole entire dynamic that's part of the whole deal too. What in the world are Olympians going through this week? I mean, they're living this just amazing dream, at least athletically speaking, and from an accomplishment standpoint, what's going through their mind?
Well, they're processing all the information. Everything's brand new, from venues to practice facilities. The scheduling has changed from maybe what you're used to on a World Cup circuit. And so you're trying to get acclimated as quickly as possible to a new setting. The other kind of mentality barrier that you're breaking through is there is a lot of media attention. I ran into a little bit of an issue with my bathroom door in the Olympics last year, and so you're trying to maintain the focus is on your competition. The focus is bringing Team USA a medal, of getting a flag on that podium. And so there's a lot of anticipation, but in knowing that you are prepared for this special moment in the Olympic Games.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how many similarities there are. Of course, the environment is tremendously different from everyday life here, just going through life and parenting and marriage and relationships and leadership. And there's a lot of distractions, and there's power in focus, focusing in on the achievement, focusing in the goal. Where are you headed? And such great parallels. And you had mentioned the bathroom door. I wasn't going to go there, but you got closed in your hotel bathroom and you punched a hole through the wall.
Chris, it went crazy. Who knew a broken down door in Russia would have created that much media frenzy? So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Luckily, we all got out safe, and they did a great job of fixing that door and getting everything working properly.
That's a lot of fun. Let me just ask you before we kind of let you go, any encouragement that you have for our listeners? And of course, you're one of them, and so you know what this community feels like. And do you have any major encouragement? Because they're facing major obstacles, and they might be right there on the brink of feeling like they're about to get cut, or the hamstring's about to go out, or they're about to go into go to Russia for the first time. Like in their life, it is Russia. It's a new environment. It's something new. There's this unsurmountable competition that's out there and whatever they're facing. What is some encouragement you have for them?
Sure. You know, one of the things that we talk about as Olympians and even in everyday life is to not fall for the comparison trap where you're comparing to everybody else out there, their highlight reel on social media. We don't want to fall for that trap. You know, one of my go-to verses is Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. In this day and age, we're all connected with technology. One of the biggest things we can all do is start to borrow wisdom, learn from others. You know, what you guys do here at True Stewardship and with Ramsey Solutions is phenomenal. And so to plug into that on a daily basis, I remember reading a post from Andy Stanley talking about, you know, the importance of time and that random doesn't add up to anything. What are you doing daily? And so if you're in that rut, if you're in that area where things are new to you, it might be your Russia, your Olympic Games, whatever that looks like in your life, I'd encourage you to borrow wisdom, to look down the road a little bit, maybe find someone who's 2, 3, 4 steps down the road in the direction you want to go, and listen and learn. And so I put together a think guide. If anybody would like to get an idea on how I think, it gives a peek inside of my toolbox on not only how I prepared mentally for the Olympics, but what I do in everyday life. And so that's available for free at my website, johnnyquinnusa.com. And I've got a think guide for free, and it'll give you a better picture of how I think as an Olympian.
That's awesome. And you're also on social media as well. How do people stay connected with you and Amanda?
I am. I'm on social media at johnnyquinnusa, and my lovely wife, hers is at AmandaQuinnUSA. If you follow either one of us, you're going to see a lot of posts together. We work together, which is great. We've been married for 792 days, and we are loving life as a newlywed couple that's working together and just experiencing life together.
I love that. Well, we really appreciate your time today. You live a very inspiring life, and we appreciate all your words of encouragement.
Chris, thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you. Well, just an insightful conversation there with Johnny Quinn. I know many of you are excited about the Olympics coming up on Friday, and I know, I mean, you've wondered, what are they going through that week before? What are they going through that month before? What are they going through actually there at the event? And so I kind of wanted to bring that to life for you this week on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And we have, like I said earlier, we have well-known Olympians joining us on the show tomorrow and also on Friday. So be sure to stay tuned in. And here's the deal. If you subscribe to the podcast, it'll just download to your phone, which is really the lazy way to stay connected here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship, which I'm sure it's the only time that biblically that lazy is a holy characteristic in our stewardship journey, all for the sake of staying connected with your stewardship community, right? Well, tomorrow's guest is, are you ready for this? Well, you'll have to stay tuned in. Tomorrow we'll let you know. Folks, don't forget to visit stewardship.com and pre-order Rachel Cruz's new book, Love Your Life, Not Theirs. You'll get the book and $70 worth of free bonus items for just $20. Folks, it's been a pleasure. And until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.